owned and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler. 920 Commercial, Pete Euler, providing clients with peace of mind to the Emporia area for over 44 years.
When you make the right decision, it feels good. Like picking the perfect accent rug or choosing a good night's sleep over an all-night crime show binge. It feels really good to make the right insurance decision, too. That's why State Farm agent Pete Euler is right here in Emporia to help you select the right protection at the right price. Pete will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages, so you'll know what to expect if the unexpected happens. With State Farm agent Pete Euler, it's easy to make the right choice. Just call him. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
KFUA News time is 8:28. Newsmaker 2 time here today. Alexa Dawson joining us. We're talking not so much about the Goodway Gardens concerts, which are coming up later, and we'll probably reference that a little bit, but we're talking about an event called Farmette Kansas here this morning.
Yeah, Folk Alliance Region Midwest. Alexa, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Glad to have you on.
Yeah, always good to have you on.
Farmette Kansas apparently is coming March 1st. This is really, honestly, I'll be honest, Alexa, this is new to me. So what is Farmette Kansas, and really, what is Folk Alliance Region Midwest?
Sure. So it's new to you because it's never been done. This is new to me as well.
Oh, okay.
And Folk Alliance Region Midwest is a regional affiliate of Folk Alliance International, which some music folks may be familiar with, but basically it's an international organization that promotes folk music and dance. They're actually based out of Kansas City, and so people in our area may be familiar with them just because their annual conference is often held in Kansas City, but it is an international organization with regional affiliates, and I'm president of the Region Midwest, which goes from here in Kansas, where the southernmost point, all the way up to Saskatchewan in the provinces.
Yikes.
So it's a big area. Our conferences for the last 4 years have been held in Chicago. So where the international conference might draw over 3,000 attendees, our regional conferences draw closer to 300 attendees. And our whole concept around the Farmette is to bring it even down to a more local level and make it even more accessible for people who might be in the folk music community on the ground level, but might not ever find the need to spend the time or money to go to an international or even a regional conference.
That's an interesting concept. So I guess, how are we going to bring this local flavor, this local atmosphere to the March 1st event?
That's a great question. And what we're going to do is set it up kind of like the regional conference is set up. So during the day, there's a lot of networking, there's a lot of educational workshops and panels, and it's a lot of meeting of the mind, the folks who are in the community, who are in the industry as well. And so during the daytime, there's a lot of this daytime programming, and so we're bringing some of that to our event. We're going to have Diane Scott from Mid-America Arts Alliance come in and talk about what it means to have a career in music that's based on your own values. So we know that there's, the big industry, and then we know there's folks like me in my personal career who I'm not out there to compete with Taylor Swift, but there is a middle market. And
come on, Alexa, hang in there.
Well, I'm happy in the middle market. Okay. It's a good place to be if you know what you know how to be confident in that place, and so. This is really great to have Diane come in and talk about this because it's something that made a huge difference in my career and in my attitude, I guess, about what I'm doing and where I'm going. We also have a couple of radio DJs that play non-commercial music that are going to come in and talk about are you radio ready? Is sort of the topic of that. Like what are DJs looking for when you're sending out your new album? Because we have lots of new music. Pardon me out there, but where does it go and how do you make sure that it's ready to go to these non-commercial stations? And then we also have a lot of showcases throughout the day. And then at 6 p.m. we're going to open to the public for our evening showcases. At these conferences, showcases are short. 20 minutes is like kind of average, or maybe there's three artists that play one song each in a round for like 30 or 45 minutes. We're going to do 20-minute showcases starting at we've got two slots during the day. Now, daytime programming, we're asking you to come and register. It comes with lunch provided by 10 West. But in the evening at 6 o'clock, we're opening to the public, so anyone can come and watch these showcases. They're going to be 20-minute performances by six different artists between 6 and 8 o'clock.
All right, and this will take place, what, at 10 West then?
That's right, yep. Okay. We're going to use their beautiful little stage, and it'll be the location for everything. Now, we have a keynote from... Yeah. Emporia's own Kelly Hunt. That's at 4:30, and registration is requested for that. But I can't wait to hear from Kelly because, you know, this is somebody who came from around here.
Sure.
And has a really successful career in that middle market that I'm talking about. So I've kind of asked her to come and talk to us about what that's like and what she has maybe learned and maybe pass some of that wisdom along to us.
Well, I was going to ask you a little bit about kind of what you're gauging on the reaction here to Farmet Kansas coming to Emporia on March 1st. But, having Kelly Hunt,
Yeah.
it seems to me that the reaction has got to be already at a pretty high level here regionally.
Yeah, I think so. I think we decided max the most we could fit in that room to be comfortable all day is going to be like 60 people. And we're 2/3 of the way there already, so we're actually even closer. We've got about 40 people already registered to come. So we do have a little bit of room for folks who still want to register, but the evening showcases, as I said, are wide open. We will be taking donations just because this is a new event, and we have a little budget, but we're just happy to share, this. It is a really special thing. I'm kind of a conference junkie. I go to like all of the international conferences. I went to New Orleans just a month ago, to the Folk Alliance International. And I love going there and seeing, what everyone is doing all over the world. People are coming in and showing us what they're doing with their music. And it's just so inspirational and fascinating to me. So I'm excited to bring it down and do something with the local community. That can kind of mirror that excitement and energy. And also just everyone gets a little bit of a bump up when we work together. So I'm excited.
Yeah, and obviously you're bringing some people to town. That's good. And have you looked at any local funding through Visit Emporia to help you out with this? Something you
been talking to Matt Fowler, okay. So hopefully we can get that to come through. And we will be bringing lots of folks to town. We've got the showcases that are coming through during the day. We've got some folks from all over, but Bobby Sharp being from Lawrence. Dave Summers is from way up in northwest Kansas. We've got the Taekwa Trio, who are young men from east of here, not very far, but these guys are still in high school, and they are just tearing it up on the bluegrass instruments. So I'm excited to bring them in. We have Joy Zimmerman from Kansas City, Dandelion Lakewood from Kansas City, and Maddie Laughlin from Wichita. And then the evening showcases, we have Beth and Brandon, who are friends of Goodway Gardens. They were here at Goodway Gardens last season. We have Sky Sneed, who is no stranger to Kansas. He's been all over the place. We're bringing in the Shandies all the way from northeast Missouri. So they're coming in. Brandon Stone from Western Kansas, Daniel Niehoff also from Western Kansas, and then our final showcase of the night is from right here in Emporia, Sincerely Eugene, and I'm so excited about showcasing them.
I've got a couple questions for you, and again, we're talking with Alexa Dawson here, who is the developer of Goodway Gardens, but also helping to organize Farmet Kansas taking place at 10 West Grill and Dive Bar March 1st. How would a conference and an effort like farm in general terms, how would this have helped you in your early stages had this been available to you?
Well, I'm very lucky to come into the Folk Alliance International community in 2019, and that was when I was putting out my album, or my solo album for the first time. And you're right, I had put out lots of efforts with We Da Skirts and with other bands where I didn't really have those tools. And I have to say that being able to present my album to an international audience right from the get-go in early 2020 was such a boon. I mean, the conferences are very, it's hard to quantify, I guess, the benefit. When you're there and you're not really sure if you're the little fish in the enormous pond. But I can say with 6-7 years of retrospect, looking back, that I'm so glad that I got involved with the community, because my very first showcase, and this was in New Orleans as well, in January 2020, I was performing, and Mary Sue Toohey, who's like the programmer for SiriusXM's Folk Station, came in the room and listened to one of my songs, and that won't happen anywhere else, So the International Conference is such a huge place to meet people that you would not be able to, track them down any other way. Now, the Farm Conference is a lot more of a booking conference for me, because, it's been based in Chicago, and there's a lot of presenters who are, based in the Midwest. And so it's a lot easier for me to book shows, with that conference. What is Farmette going to do? This is a brand new thing. I'm very excited about what it might be able to do for beginning. And also, we have some very accomplished, artists who are going to showcase here. And I think that it always is a good thing to get together, and to talk about. We're going to have a bit of a session in the afternoon about building community. So I think that is the biggest hope that I have for this little conference, is that we can strengthen our own local music community by getting together in the same room and talking about problems and also talking about solutions.
All right, so March the 1st is the date. Folk Alliance Regent Midwest, Farmette, is happening right here in Emporia, 10 West Grill and Dye Bar Conference, and also showcases throughout the day and the evening, and community members are welcome to attend the evening showcase at no formal charge, and donations will be accepted there, by the way. Quickly, Goodway Gardens, you set to go for another season?
We have the schedule. We are waiting on a bump to iron out before we announce, but we have our lineup. It is incredible. And yes, we cannot wait to share it with you. We'll be kicking off on Easter Sunday. So we can say that much.
Okay. Yeah.
Looking forward to that. We're looking forward to having you back on when you can talk more about that.
Absolutely. I'd love to.
Outstanding. Alexa, well, thanks so much for joining us. Hope you have, everything fills up here for Farmette Kansas on the 1st, and looking forward to getting you back on for Goodway Gardens throughout the spring and summer.
Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks, Alexa. Have a good day.
You too.
Yeah, Alexa Dawson, outstanding musician, and heading up Farmette now.
Yeah.
Here regionally.
Yeah, and again, that is coming up March 1st at 10 West Grill and Dive Bar. We will be running a story here that does have the registration link, so you can go ahead and register for that as well coming up here in just a little bit. Want to let you know, too, that as we look ahead to tomorrow's schedule, we'll have two interviews. We'll have Emporia Arts Council Director Don Young at 8:20 talking about upcoming shows this spring, and that does include the Bill Blagg Family Magic Show, which is coming up here Friday night. And then for the Newsmaker 3, we get to talk again with Certified Chick Counselor Karen Mays. Medicare Minute coming up around 8:40 tomorrow here on KVOE.
And our Newsmaker 2 this morning brought to you by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler, 920 Commercial. Pete Euler, providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 44 years. Call Pete to 342-6272 for a quote today. It's 8:41. This Winter Olympics update on KVOE brought to you by the Credit Union of Emporia, 2711.